talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going, everybody? Here we are every single Sunday from 1 to 2 on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station, in the world. Why is this? Because it is. It is a wonder... Duh. It is a wonderful Sunday, as is every Sunday, full of opportunity, excitement, happiness, joy, love. And we're here in the studio at Teen Trends to help you out. That's what we do here on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. Our in-studio guests today are Aiden.
Hello.
We got Tessa.
Hi.
And Dr. Michelle.
Hi.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in.
You're welcome.
You guys are the Teen Trends Posse.
Nice to be here.
I guess you could call us the Teen Trends Posse. Yeah.
Unfortunately, co-host Kevin couldn't make it today, but aww, that is all right. Kevin, we love you.
We love you, Kevin.
So, as you guys know, on the show, we talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. You know, how to help you with certain things, maybe... you know, get over certain feelings or discover new feelings. The psychology behind it. And if you want to hear the real psychology behind life, you can tune in LATalkRadio.com every Friday at 11.
Thank you.
For On the Couch with Doc Michelle.
That's me.
A real doctor.
A real doctor.
Of psychology.
Of psych. Well, yes. Obvi.
Well, not a medical doctor.
That's right.
I'm a psychological doctor.
But you're still great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for validating me.
We love you, Doc.
Thank you.
So, on the show today, we want to talk about addiction. We can become addicted to anything, which can become very harmful to us. Why? Well, let me tell you the dictionary definition of addiction. The state of being enslaved to a habit or practice to do something that is psychologically or physically habit-forming. As narcotics to such an extent that stopping it causes severe trauma.
Aha.
Right?
Yep.
So even, you know, to the point of like your body gets so chemically, you know, dependent or even psychologically dependent on something, a substance.
That definition is like, I feel like it's only for like the drastic though. Like for severe trauma you get after it. Right. I feel like it can go for even, like, minor trauma. Like, minor addiction.
Totally.
Exactly. That's my definition of an addiction is something really simple. Something you can't stop. That's it. You can't stop it.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta keep doing it. And
see, we did Webster's because we're cool.
I know.
But it's
something
okay,
something you can't stop.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. So what we're going to do here on Teen Trends today... is we're going to, you know, talk about just personal things. We're going to have callers. If you guys want to call in, you can do that. Talk about your own addictions, how you got over an addiction, something of the sorts. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Or you can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Do it. We'll talk. Okay, so on the show... we're going to be talking about our own personal encounters with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking
of stuff.
Yeah, there you go. It's true.
tough stuff.
Tough stuff.
And all different kinds. I mean, there's so many different kinds of things that, I mean, we can actually get addicted to almost anything, right?
Anything.
Yeah.
Literally
yeah.
anything.
I'm addicted to being on the radio.
That's cool.
That's
I like
good,
that.
That's a good addiction.
That's a wonderful addiction.
There's healthy addictions sometimes.
There are. There can be.
Yeah.
There can indeed be healthy addiction. And then there can also be very unhealthy addictions.
Yeah.
That's a given. So, along with, you know, talking about our personal experiences, we're going to answer some emails that we got about addiction.
Cool.
And we will be talking about the things that you can get addicted to, some weird addictions. I'm going to actually start off with some bizarre addictions.
Yeah.
I got this from a website. What?
Go to town.
Okay, I'm going to go down, Aiden. I got this from a website called cracked.com.
Oh, love that website.
Tessa likes this website.
It doesn't sound like a good website.
No. See, it has nothing to do with methamphetamines at all.
It's a hilarious website.
It's super good website. Tessa actually turned me on to the website. And when I was looking up interesting addictions, that was the first website that popped up.
Cool. So, sounds good.
Let's go. We can be addicted to anything. Drugs, alcohol, sugar, food, sex, collecting things. As a matter of fact, here's some of the most interesting things that we have heard people being addicted to.
Hmm.
Number one, saving things to reuse them or collecting garbage.
Yes, I know some people
hoarding.
Like that.
That's my dad.
No way.
He collects jars.
Like what? Jars.
Glass jars.
Wow.
Really?
Where does he put them?
Various cabinets. In my household.
That's like, really, really obscure.
It is.
Wow. Are they different colors and different shapes?
Yeah. He likes the preserved jars the best. Mm. Yeah. But like the plastic ones, so you're not supposed to reuse the plastic ones.
Right.
He reuses them every day.
Ooh. Does he put stuff in them?
He does. He makes like little energy drink things.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. I meant like, does he put like nails or bolts or guy stuff in them, things like that?
Nails?
You know how guys have little hardware drawers?
I thought you meant fingernails.
Oh, me too. I was like, what?
No, I meant hardware. Like
man
stuff. He does.
Man stuff.
Our garage is just like a collection of things in jars.
Okay. Alrighty then. That's interesting.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's definitely
addiction. Yeah, if it gets in the way of your living. So you were saying about garbage?
Yeah, save money and reduce. Okay, so here's like, they give you like, oh, that's not too bad. And then they give you like, oh, the horrifying reality. Save money and reduce your carbon footprint by not throwing anything away. For instance, wash out those tuna tins and you've got some street hockey pucks. look at all those empty beer cans under your bed. Those are serviceable maracas for Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
That's true. Okay. But then the horrifying reality. No one has the problem of quote-unquote disposophobia, the compulsive refusal to throw anything away. Like the Coiler brothers of Harlem. Until their deaths in 1947, Homer and Langley Coiler lived with approximately, 103 tons of garbage.
Oh my God.
That's
in their fifth,
too much.
Get this.
Too much garbage.
Fifth Avenue apartment.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
The brothers were like hermits. They never went out except one brother, Langley, who would only lurk the streets at night, preying on junk like some sort of hobo vampire.
Oh.
When urban myths sprang up, the Coiler apartment was full of treasure. Oh. The brothers built booby traps to defend their worthless trash.
Oh my
That's
God.
Amazing. I actually respect that. That's so sweet.
That's hilarious.
That's kind of cool.
Someone should make a movie out of that.
That would be a great movie with Eddie Murphy or like,
someone fun. Yeah.
Langley.
Can you imagine Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy being the brothers for that?
That would work.
Oh, that'd be
so
perfect.
Well.
Right?
It's Langley and what else?
What do you mean?
The
Langley and
Hermit?
Homer.
Homer.
Aww. But this is not a happy ending, huh?
No, okay, so the Coilers died when their crap collection turned on them.
Uh-oh.
Langley died when tunneling through a stack of newspaper. activating one of their hidden booby traps, crashing him. Oh. Homer, who was blind and paralyzed, died of starvation. Newspaper tunnel was so damn big that it took the police 18 days to find Langley, who had died a mere 10 feet away from Homer.
Oh, you've seen those hoarding shows?
Yeah. But that's,
is that scary or what?
That's a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow. No.
I actually know somebody who hoards trash. Not to that extent, but they'll have, like, receipts or, like, little dumb knickknacks that they hold importance to that are just unnecessary, and they'll just stash them all in their garage, like piles of just garbage.
What's everything's
important. This is weird to say, but my grandmother has, like, a huge hoarding problem where she has, like, two houses filled with junk and stuff.
What?
But I feel like it's an inherited disease of some sort because I have that same thing. Like, I have a huge box of stuffed animals that I've never seen and never will see ever again because I like emotional attachment.
But that's different. That's like stuffed animals. Like, no. Check this. I still sleep with my big old panda bear on my bed. Like, you don't go wrong with my big panda.
I think that's different. You know, that's so cute.
It's my panda, fool. Like, dog, you got my back.
Yeah.
For real.
You know what, Tessa? They have studies and everything that obsessive compulsive disorder, you know, OCD and hoarding and things like that. They can be inherited.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're gonna get it. Doesn't mean you collecting your animals. I mean, there's a difference, like David said, between an emotional attachment to something that is healthy and not,
at least a little bit of value. No, sorry to interrupt, on.
And not impeding on your lifestyle, like these brothers who couldn't, you know, live, or your grandma whose place is so filled with crap that she can't even walk through the door or something like that. But, you know, we do get attached. I mean, we all have little things that, like little animals or little, you know, not live animals. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But stuffed animals and, you know, little things that we're attached to and stuff. But, you know, there's something psychologically about, you know, there's different theories, of course, but it's needing to hang on for fear of loss or control of thoughts, feelings, things like that. You know, you got to hang on. You got to hang on to everything. It makes you feel more in control. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a scary thing.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go to the next weird one.
Yes.
Do you guys like these weird ones?
I love these weird ones.
Fascinating. The one we've done, I've liked.
Okay, exactly. Another thing that we found people can be addicted to is water. Doesn't sound so bad, right? Seriously, water? Your body is mostly water. Water is leaked out of every orifice of your body at one time or another. There is no way a water addiction could actually be bad for you, is there? The horrifying reality.
Well, if you drink enough water, your red blood cells can't hold it, and then...
Yeah.
Check this, though.
They explode.
Water addicts have been known to flush their body with upwards of 7 liters of typically high-grade H2O per day, which can lead to hypnotermia.
Is hypno? Is that the term?
Hypno? I don't know what the word is.
I believe it says... hypnotermia.
I've been wondering. Check it out.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
before.
Me neither.
How many?
Hypotermia.
Yeah, it's a hypo.
How much is
hypo.
7 liters? Just so.
A bunch.
2.1 liters is a gallon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that's about 3 gallons.
Hyponatremia.
Okay.
Hypotermia.
Thanks, Doc. The doc for that one. Right.
And what does that mean? Hypno.
I guess it means a potentially fatal sodium deficiency.
Oh,
didn't they always say salt was bad for you?
Yeah, we need a certain amount of sodium in our bodies to stay alive, though.
Right.
Of course.
Well, what we've learned here today is that you need a minimum of everything, even things like salt and fat. Of course. Warning signs. Water dependency is fairly uncommon, but probably impossible to spot these days when everybody has a bottle of Evian in their hand.
Right, it is.
Or Arrowhead.
I have a relative who drinks way too much water. She's always going number one because she's always no matter where she goes, in the car, we're constantly, I have to like cleanse myself. I have to flush myself out. Yeah. That's not good, though.
No.
That's really not
good. Yeah, you're getting rid of some nutrients.
That's true.
I mean, you know, we can get dehydrated, which is really not safe and very can make us very ill. But
right.
Hydration?
I actually went through this little stage of my life where This was the first time that I was attempting to quit cigarettes, mm-hmm. right? And I would drink a bunch of water. Mm-hmm. I would drink, like, I was going for, like, 2 gallons a day.
Okay.
I remember
right?
that.
You remember that,
yeah,
right?
I do.
Yeah. I was drinking, like, 2 gallons a day, and the reason why I was doing it is because I wanted to flush my system, and I wanted to, like, get the cigarettes out of my body. I'm the type of person that either, like, it's like I for do something or I don't do something, you know?
Right, like, you're black and white.
I'm black and white with a lot of things. Most things.
Yeah.
There's obviously like certain things that
it'd be
like
gnarly to say you're black and white with everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the case.
Would you say that you have an addictive personality? Then?
Yes,
I do indeed have an addictive personality.
So
you're kind of like those people that are seriously addicted to like hard drugs and then they stop and they're clean for 7 years, but they're addicted to something like yoga where they have to do yoga like 3 times a day. I mean 3 hours a day.
No, not like that. No. I would say more like, okay, my addictive personality streams from like, I really enjoy something and then I become like almost like emotionally attached to it to where it kind of like becomes part of me. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get the lifestyle. Like
right.
whatever that is, like it will become like, you know, a part of me and a part of who I am to where I can, you know, I can almost allow myself to accept the fact that like, oh, this is a part of me and without this I am not whole. Mm-hmm. You know, even though that is not the way to be. You know, like, clearly that's not, like, the way to, you know, like, go about certain things. But then I move on. You know, I'll, you know, do something else, move on. But I honestly think I'm kind of, like, getting over my addictive personality. Because yeah. I used to have a super addictive personality. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I used to have a legitimately addictive personality. Mm-hmm. Now it's more of just, like, I enjoy things, you know, but I'm not, like, I don't get, like, attached.
Well, you talked about smoking. I mean, nicotine right. is like heroin. I mean, if you're smoking
yeah.
every day, it is one of the most difficult chemicals to get out of your body.
A few drops of nicotine
yeah.
can kill you.
I mean, you know, and of course, you know, all the toxins that are put into cigarettes. And you know that, and I'm not lecturing you or anything, because you know you've been lectured.
No, I know, Doc.
But yeah. What I'm saying to you is that we're talking about hydrating and drinking tons of water in order to get the cigarette. You know,
right.
you can't really hydrate the nicotine, the chemicals per se, out of your body and bloodstream
if you're addicted.
If your brain
your body thinks it should be there, even if it's not there.
Right.
So yeah. then you feel like you need to put it back.
Yep.
Draining it out doesn't really.
That's true.
It's true.
So
I'm gonna go on.
Okay.
Let's see. Exercise and workout addicts are really becoming more popular. Doesn't sound so bad, right?
These are kind of funny to me. Gonna be honest. I think they're kind of goofy.
Yeah?
Just,
do you know some exercise addicts?
Yeah. Just because with that comes a whole bunch of other things.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a very broad addiction.
Yeah.
And it comes with a lot of other mental instabilities.
I agree.
It's weird.
Check this, though. So this doesn't sound so bad, right? The compulsive exerciser gets no extraordinary high from working out. Rather, the addict is joylessly consumed by the minute of his or her routine and will often overtrain and work out during leisure time to feel the burn.
Oh, that's right. Like, people, they just can't relax. They can't go, well, I'm going to chill out and watch a TV show. No, I should be moving.
Right.
I should be doing something.
I need my body to be in better shape all the time.
Right.
Right now.
Right.
Doing it.
Right.
Right.
My yoga instructor is an addict for working out.
Right.
And he has a girlfriend who...
Oh, Yeah.
And his girlfriend is also addicted to workouts, and they practically live at the gym.
Wow.
No matter what time I go there, they're always there.
That's a good relationship.
That is a good... That's harmonious.
Not to be weird, but I bet the intercourse is...
You're weird.
No,
not
think
to
about
be weird,
it.
And then you say that.
That's why
David,
I said not to be weird.
You're a little
it's a disclaimer.
Weird.
But you know, it's probably not that enjoyable because while they're having intercourse, they're probably thinking, "I've got to get more power out of my muscles while I'm doing
yeah.
this."
That's why it's probably like
burn some calories.
Super dang. They probably burn like mad calories during sexual intercourse. They probably go to town, like Think about that.
Yeah, but in between, they probably go, okay, we're slowing down. I have to get up and do 20 jumping jacks.
No, they probably like, no, because they're burning so many calories then.
But they can't even relax afterwards.
That's right. That's right.
No, they probably like eat a power bar while they're having sex. Like, imagine that. Just like, power bar time. Like,
what's really great about this conversation is that I'm going to see them soon. So
good. And I hope they're not listening.
I get this information.
You can have the visual when you know.
Yeah, it's great yoga class.
So, no, you know, we all kind of hear about it. It is funny, Aiden. You know, I mean, it's not funny. It's not funny because it's not healthy, but there's this whole...
The scenario in itself.
Crazy thing, yeah.
Not like for those individuals. Yeah. I'm not laughing at them being involved in the scenario. I'm just laughing at how the scenario can actually play out.
Yeah. Right.
How that can actually happen. I think that's funny.
No, yeah, right? No, I know.
No, I do agree.
Well, and in clinics, though, I had worked before with people who have, you know, like eating disorders. But are, you know, along with like the anorexia and the bulimia comes the you know, over-exercising. They're like doing jumping jacks off and on all day long because they have body dysmorphic disorder. They think they're too fat. You know, so they're like jumping jacks and they're walking around the house. They've got to be doing something. And it's really, you know, I worked in clinics to where we had to one-on-one follow these people around.
Yeah,
so
I'd imagine.
When they ate, they didn't like go spit stuff into like, we had to take napkins away from them. I mean,
really?
It's really, yeah. And I, you know, they couldn't exercise. We would follow them around. This is like years ago, training, you know, following people around. But, you know, we had to walk them into the bathroom to make sure they wouldn't do jumping jacks inside the stall.
That's like the extreme of the hoarding. Of
yes.
The
wow. Yeah.
Like,
well, it is all an addiction.
It
you
is.
Know?
It totally is.
If you guys want to call in about your addictions, how you're addicted or not addicted, you were addicted, you don't like addictions, addicted, addict, dick, addiction. No, I didn't mean it like that. Like, the like.
Okay, you don't even
look.
Have to explain. We're no, just rolling
just
our eyes.
Just say the number, David.
Thank you.
3232030.
What is the number?
No.
3232030815. Once again, that number is 3232030815. Okay, you know that song? The song.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
And you want it, and you need it. Yeah. I'm addicted to
okay,
you.
Okay, so you were imitating the
good
song.
Charlotte.
You weren't.
Yeah, good show. It's like,
that's a horrible song.
I'm addicted to you.
Great song.
Okay,
go ahead.
It was in my
head. So we're talking about addictions today, so please feel free to call in and share. And we're not making fun of you, by the way. This is like, we're just fascinated with, you know, how the mind can work and how we need certain things and how we can become addicted to certain things.
It's true.
Also, if you call in and tell us, that's a wonderful step you're making. Even if you've overcome it, you're acknowledging the fact that you've beaten it, or if you haven't, then you're acknowledging the fact that it's there and
yes.
You're realizing that actions need to be taken.
That's so profound because, I mean, one of the most common, you know, reactions to when someone says, you're addicted to this, they go, no, I'm not.
Right.
I'm just a social drinker. They're in total denial. I just drink socially.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one.
I just drink socially with myself.
Right, I just smoke weed when I'm with my friends every day, all day. Okay, go ahead. Right? You know people like that, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
I'm
going
to go on
to
the next one.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hog the microphone.
No, not at all, Doc.
We
love your voice.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
I'm addicted to your voice. Okay.
Thank you.
Addicted to keeping books. Doesn't sound so bad. Many of us own collections that we're too ashamed to discuss in public, whether it's vintage porn, yarn, or camaraderie. You know that? You know?
Camaraderie.
Oh, yeah. Camaraderie. All your pals have books, so you want books.
Right.
Oh.
Or
you want to act smart.
Camaraderie. I see.
Oh,
just,
my God.
Listen, there's some words that my mouth cannot pronounce.
I can't do rural.
I can't do that
rural.
One either.
Right.
You
I
guys.
Hate that one.
We actually have a caller, rural. And then we'll get back to this. Let's hear the caller here.
Alrighty.
How's it going? You are live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. What's going on? Who are we speaking to?
Listen, this is Richard.
Oh,
hey,
Richard.
How are you
listen,
doing,
Dr.
Richard?
Michelle, I just love you. I just think it's spectacular that you're on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Thank you. It's nice that you
called. Doc, do you know? Are you?
Well, Richard is one of my common listeners. He
okay.
calls in and likes to comment.
Very cool. How's it going, Rich? Thanks for listening to Teen Trends.
Thanks. Well, absolutely.
I just think LA Talk Radio is just one of, I listen to LA Talk Radio all the time, and I just love your show. I just think it's interesting to get your perspective on things. But listen, I have something very deep, dark secret to tell you.
Well,
okay?
you can share it here, Rich.
And first, listen, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Listen, I am addicted to sex.
Okay.
I just love sex. And I'm gay. I'm proud to say it. I'm
Good job.
A member of the Rainbow Coalition. Listen, I just think it's just, I'm gay and I'm proud. I'm proud and I'm gay.
I'm happy
gay
for you.
Well, that's a wonderful
thing. I'm very proud of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, that's a very cool thing to like where you're comfortable enough with yourself to, you know, be gay and proud.
However,
I live in West Hollywood and I'm right down the strip and I'm telling something. I just walk up and down the bars and I just have a wonderful time.
Well, wait a minute. Now, are you calling us saying that, you know, this is a concerning you that
or do you like it?
Are addicted to sex? I mean, yeah.
I guess it's here. Look at.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
Oh.
Okay.
Listen,
well,
I'm pretty proud of. I don't mind being addicted to sex. It's wonderful. I love to spread my love.
Here, wait, watch. So we were just talking about being addicted to having books. My father owns hundreds of books. He has a passion for reading. And
yes.
It falls under the same
qualifications.
That sounds like
a boring addiction.
Well, yeah, see, most think that. But see, it falls under the same jurisdiction as an addiction for books. It's an appreciation for books.
Right.
And I feel like you fall under the appreciation for sex. And that's not a bad thing, just as appreciating books is a good thing.
Right.
However,
listen, Dr. Michelle, listen. Is that an addiction, being addicted to books?
Well, it depends on...
What would you say in your MP4 or something, and there's some kind of book that has all the addictions in it? Is that an addiction?
No, it's not on the DSM-TR4 or whatever the new one is. No, it's not. But, no, I mean, you can be addicted to anything. Now, I want to focus on you a little bit, if that's okay.
You always do. You always do.
You know,
go right ahead.
The thing is, you know, an addiction is something we can't stop, which can interfere with our safety
right.
and our life. Now, aren't you afraid of getting STDs? If you
no,
are
I'm very protective. I'm
you
very
are.
Protective.
Well, you know what? You really better be protective. And psychologically also, it's kind
yes.
of not healthy. I don't know if you have, like, close, warm, loving, meaningful relationships. Because when you're addicted to sex and you're with a lot of people, it's really hard to have a close, meaningful,
yeah.
warm relationship. And that's not healthy.
Yeah, Rich,
I do have a close relationship. I do.
Rich, I have a question for you.
Yes. Call me Richard or Dick.
Okay. I'll call you Richard. Richard, when you say that you're, you know, addicted to sex, is that with a bunch of multiple people and then you do have like maybe one or two close people that you have sex with on a regular basis, or is it more of just like you have one person or like two people that you only have sex with and you are addicted to constantly having sex with the same person?
Or porn.
Yeah, same thing.
Well, I do have my select few that I do. I don't whore myself out. No, I don't do that. But I do have close relationships. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? I would just say be really careful.
Tessa wants to say something.
Yes, I have a question, Richard. Do you think that you're...
Who's this?
This is Tessa.
Hi, Tessa.
Hi, Richard. Do you feel like your addiction is possibly detrimental to not only you, but the people around you in any way? Or is it just something that you enjoy full-heartedly without any consequences?
That's a very, very good question.
Thank you.
I'm just very selfish about my sex.
How so? How are you selfish about your sex?
Well, because I love to give, but I love to get. So that's a really tough question. I don't know. I have to think about that. That's a good question, Tessa.
Well, thank
you.
You're
a smart little girl.
Well, thank you. I think you should think about that and maybe reevaluate things.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when I'm going to reevaluate it, but because I just, it just feels so good.
Okay.
I just got to find something else. We're talking about exercise. I do exercise. My body's wonderful. I have wonderful abs.
That's good.
I've been
Thanks
told
for
I
sharing.
Have a great abs.
That's
Thanks.
Great, Rich.
I think you need to sublimate this particular. I mean, sublimation is one of the healthiest, things you can do to, help with a bad.
Sublimation. I've heard about that.
Yeah, that means it's
that's
changing.
Freud.
Yes.
That's Freud. Now you're starting to get very intellectual, Dr. Michelle. And listen, I don't want to be intellectual. I'm just telling the world that I'm just addicted to sex.
Oh, thanks for sharing.
Okay, Richard.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much
all
for
right,
calling
we appreciate
in on
that.
Have a nice day,
with Dave and Friends.
Okay.
Wait, what, I lost all of you. You guys all talk together. What'd you just say?
I said, thank you very much, Richard, for calling in on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm glad that you are comfortable enough with yourself to come on the air and say these things, but we must move on.
Have a nice day, Richard.
Have a great day, Richard.
Bye.
Bye.
He's a very interesting fellow.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Richard.
That's just dangerous thinking, I mean, I think he's just messing with us, but I mean, that's just crazy to,
Well,
I'm just out there. And Tessa, you brought up such a good point.
Well, thank you.
With things like that, I feel like you also need to question whether or not you have a biased opinion on your own addiction.
Right.
Because when it's something like
that... I believe that one would.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course they're going to be biased. Especially if it's not evident whether or not it is detrimental to their environment or the people around them. Because then they don't see a negative aspect behind it.
Right.
And they can't really justify whether or not it's an addiction.
Right.
Exactly.
I want to finish these up so we can get to the emails, the interesting, wacky ones.
And I have a really interesting about emotional addictions, too, which I'm fascinated with as a psychologist.
I've heard about this.
Do you want to hit that right now?
Sure.
Do you
want to
hit that?
You want me to hit that?
Hit that.
Okay. As I mentioned, my definition of an addiction, something really simple, something you can't stop.
Right.
So, This is taken from, I don't know, did you guys ever see the movie What the Bleep Do We Know?
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. And this is taken from that movie, a lot of it. And it's like we bring to ourselves situations that will fulfill the biochemical craving of the cells of our body, right? It's all chemical in our brains. So we create situations that meet our chemical needs. And I'm talking about emotional addiction.
Right.
Right?
Because
we all
emotions
know
are chemicals, so
they
I
are?
Guess... I mean, it's biologically, they're chemicals.
Right.
That's right. The addict will always, need a little bit more in order to get a rush or a high of what they're looking for chemically.
Okay.
So my definition really means that if you can't control your emotional state, you should probably look at the fact that you might be addicted to it, right? I mean, we all know drama queens and kings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Girls and guys who just go on and on. They're always creating drama and emotional problems, and it's really draining people who have these traumatic relationships all the
time. It's like me, Doc. I just feed off the drama.
I know you do.
I
just need the
David.
Drama.
No, you don't.
I'm just kidding. I really dislike drama.
Yeah, well.
Well, we are emotions, and emotions are us. So you can't separate emotions. So when you consider that every aspect of your digestion... everything, group of cells, it comes in for nourishment and then moves out to heal something or repair something. Those are all under the influence of molecules of emotion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and they say that if you get high enough in your emotion and they have these certain personality disorders, they have
borderline?
And they have, the antisocial sometimes and, really outward dramatic and emotional personality disorders.
Right.
Some people I really do get addicted to the rush that they're getting from that high level of drama or the anger. People who have rageaholics and are angry, they get addicted to that. People,
right.
And with all emotions are not bad. It's just life. They color the richness of our experiences. It's our addiction that's a problem.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that. So when a lot of people understand that they're addicted to emotions, it's not just psychological, it's biochemical. So you know what I'm saying? So think about this. Heroin uses the same receptor mechanisms on the cells that our emotional chemicals use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same
yeah.
thing. Yeah. So it's easy to see then that if we can be addicted to heroin, then we can be addicted to any... it's called a neuropeptide in our brains. But
right.
it's an emotion.
Right.
It's a rush.
Like
drama, anger,
come downs, I think they're called, from like after somebody goes through excessive drug use.
Exactly.
That's those glands not being able to secrete the emotions anymore because they've just been so worn through that they can't put any more out.
Right. I've you know, had friends that have gotten addicted to certain, you know, bad drugs.
Right.
And you know, then they, you know, go to rehab or whatever. They don't go to rehab and they just like stop and wanna, but that they are not sane for like a good week.
Well, that's changed week, the chemical weeks, you know?
Relatively,
imbalance.
Compared to what we consider sane, no. They're definitely unstable in the head.
Yeah, for a while.
It doesn't even have to be like hard drugs. I know people that when they're faced with social situations, like my really, really good friends is she's beautiful. She's amazingly attractive and she knows it. And when she meets new people, they are amazed by her beauty. And so what she does is she's constantly after meeting new people so they can.
I see.
So they can tell her that she's like really beautiful.
It's not even, hey, you're beautiful. It's the attention that it gets. It's
okay.
The emotions that come from it.
And you know, there goes a lot more with that as well. Maybe she's not okay enough within herself, you know, about like that she's okay with, even if she were not attractive, she just maybe has to build up, you know, a lot of self-esteem within herself to where it's okay with who she is no matter who she is.
Right.
You know,
She is one of those people that she has friends from everywhere and she doesn't have one stable thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my fear for her is growing up and losing that one thing that she needs.
Right. And so it's like, what is she looking for? What is she always out? Got it. Why does she always have to change? You know, look for some new thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Psychological.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess it's like a certain point to where you hit a certain point and you I guess it works to like you hit a certain point and like you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, hitting that certain point is you finally realizing that you've gotten enough of it. Like, yes, okay, I get it. I'm beautiful. Like, you know, I'm not going to be a breeze about it. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, though, not, you know, and I'm just thinking of not about emotions, but about chemicals, which do cause emotions, I could really easily be addicted to chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Chocolate.
If I allowed myself to just not have any self-control, I could be eating chocolate like all day, every day.
I think it might be a girl thing, but have you ever had one day where you need chocolate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that is a girl thing.
Yeah.
I think
that is. Like, literally, you need chocolate.
That's right.
I believe it's
a girl thing.
Premenstrual cycle.
Well.
No, it's not even that.
No, I think it is.
No.
No, I really think it is.
Chocolate is an
amazing
thing.
Guys always say that.
No, I really think it is.
It's a chemical. You know, it changes chemistry in our brain, and it has certain. You're so
good.
It has certain things in it that really do change our chemicals
true,
that relax
though.
Us and make us feel better, not to mention the sugar rush.
I don't think so, actually, because my dad is addicted to chocolate, too.
Okay, but
he
listen.
He appreciates chocolate.
When...
I'm kidding.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's... no, I just thought
stop being
moist. Out there.
Listen.
We do have
listen,
girl days.
Listen, I wanted to get a little bit juicy in this one.
Okay.
I want to talk. We'll spend like, you know, five minutes just talking about our own personal addictions that we've had.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe just like name one and then, you know, we'll just go on.
Yeah. Sure.
Like I'm
okay.
Just, you know, might as well get a little bit juicy. Might as well know the people.
Okay.
Okay. You start.
Yeah.
Me? Doc.
Okay.
Sorry,
to think of
you.
Me.
You don't know. Nobody knows who you is.
Okay.
You as Doc.
Doc. I'm trying to think of what. I don't know if I've had any real full blown addiction into something where I couldn't stop.
That's good.
Stop. I'm lucky. I don't have an addictive personality.
That's good. You're boring. Next person.
Chocolate though. Chocolate. If I could do that, you know. And right. I used to like martinis, but I don't like passing out, so.
There you
that's
go.
I don't like hangovers.
That's very reasonable.
That is a good one. Tessa, go.
Yeah.
I have brief periods of addiction. Like, for 1 week, I'll be addicted to only popsicles, and then the next week will be guacamole.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty boring,
that's
too.
That's an interesting...
So, they cycle about a week at a time.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think I have that sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't put a finger on it, but I think I don't know. I tend to be kind of really motivated about some things for a really long time, then I'll just like stop, and I feel like that's it kind of falls under the same category just with like food.
Yeah, that's like me. And
I feel like that has to do with a lot of things. Like for music especially, like if I discover a band I really enjoy, I will only listen to that band.
Yeah.
I don't think that's addiction. I think that just comes into...
I'm just tying it in with the cycles.
Yes, what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know. Beyond that, I don't really think I have much... I mean, maybe video games, but I used to play video games a lot, but now not so much anymore. Mm-hmm.
Those are easy to get addicted to, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I know somebody who's...
What, Tessa?
I have an addiction.
Okay, go.
Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And I will tell you why. I hate homework. I hate homework so much, and Facebook is something where you're just like, all right, I'm going to check my notifications, see if anyone's trying to reach me.
Right.
And
then
3 hours later, you're like, oh, I still haven't started my homework. How did this happen?
Right. It's a nice distraction.
True.
It's nice to defocus on that and just feel connected. What's your addiction, Dave?
My addiction? I've been addicted to a few things in my life. Cigarettes being one. I'm on the air. I don't want to. I used to be kind of addicted to
exercise.
Sex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Exercise.
Well, you look buff.
Thanks.
No, I know you told me you were a runner for a while.
Oh, you were
told me you were a runner, dude.
I was
a
runner.
You used to do speed running.
Wait, no, that sprinting. I actually kind of used to be addicted to cycling.
Really?
Yeah, I'd take like 30-mile bike rides. Then once I'd be done with the really big hill at the end of my ride, I'd like lay down, and I loved it so much, and it hurt so good. But
Ooh, look at that. By the way, Team Trends listeners, Dave, the host, is flexing his biceps.
So buff.
You look sexy, man.
No,
the sex addiction, if you don't mind.
I'll say a quick little thing, because I do want to move on to the emails. That's why we're here, to help people.
This is helping people.
This is. Okay. I used to be addicted to sexual intercourse. I honestly think it was something to feed my ego. I think it was a very big ego thing.
That's an interesting addiction.
I don't like to consider myself an egotistical person. I don't think I'm an egotistical person for the most part. I mean, would you guys agree? Would you disagree?
Oh, you're a snob. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't. Your ego is pretty small.
Okay.
You have
your
ego intact.
Thanks, Tessa. Yeah.
Very much intact.
But when I was having sex, it's not like, you know, when I was having sex, no.
Before you became a priest.
No, not quite. But you know, when I was, you know, addicted to sex, it's not like, you know, I would have sex with a girl and then, you know, be like, oh yeah, man, I totally just had sex with her. Like,
you wouldn't brag about
it.
No, I really wouldn't.
I'm
low key about it. I think it did something for my own self-esteem, and then the self-esteem morphed into ego, in the sense of where, you know, once I started having sex with, you know, girls and on a continual basis, I started to, you know, get kind of like this persona in the back of my mind when it came to sex, when it came to girls, like, oh, like I could, you know, I could totally, like, you know, I could totally get her if I wanted, type thing, you know. But like, it's not like I would talk about it. Yeah. It's like, if I found a girl attractive, I would approach it with the idea of like, all right, it's already in the bag.
You're a dog.
I'm not.
That's a dog mentality.
But like, do you know what I mean?
Here.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Were you addicted to the orgasm? Is that what it was? Were you addicted to the...
I was addicted to...
Was it about fulfilling
the game behind it,
Okay, there's a few things. The game, definitely the game, because the game is great. Okay.
Wow.
Hunt.
No, it is. Okay. It's not anymore. I'm really not down.
Are you embarrassed?
I'm not down for games.
Stuff? I'm just wondering.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm pretty comfortable with who I am, to the point to where like I'm...
You can share this with us all.
And then I really want to get going to the emails.
5 million people listening.
Oh, great.
Okay.
So I don't know. I liked the game. I'm not down for games anymore. But I like the game.
So you can identify with
and
Richard.
Then totally. Well, not quite. But nothing against Richie, but not quite like that. But I like the game, and then I like the idea of, you know, just having sex, just like getting that sex, like, with another human being. You know, okay, go Tessa, then we really have to...
So have you changed? Have you changed now? I just want to ask real quick, because I want to hear...
Okay, how have I changed?
Wait, before... Yeah. Okay. This ties in with her question.
Go.
What made you change?
Okay. Very good. Thank
how
you.
Did I change? What made me change? What made me change? I started to feel kind of dirty. Every time that I would have sex with, you know, a girl, I would get an emptiness behind it. And I started to feel really empty when it came to my sex. And I started wanting something with meaning behind it. I wanted something fuller. How did I change? Or was that why? That's why. How? Dr. Michelle.
What was it that made you
What
change?
Was it that made
yeah,
me? It was
the
that.
Feeling.
Yeah. It was the feeling. Yeah. And then I just stopped. I was like, I'm going to find somebody who's cool.
So you're not a dog?
No. No, I'm not.
He's just a boy.
I learned.
Here, wait. There's one quick little thing about the addiction to sex that's really interesting.
Okay, go.
Yeah,
have to. Okay.
Yeah, it's fast. It's really polar. It's either like an insecurity or an ego problem.
An oversecurity.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of odd.
Yeah, it is. It totally is. We were actually talking about that.
Yeah.
But isn't being oversecure and having an ego problem, isn't that just trying to fill up something that's empty within you?
Maybe, but that's not really the case with him. So
yeah, right? I was pretty comfortable with who I was as a person. I think that once, instead of trying to fill up something, I think it created something new.
If it's what you're talking about, I think it's like a veiled insecurity, or so yes. Still an insecurity.
Yeah,
but no.
That's cool. Interesting.
I want to get to these emails. Here we go. It says, "Dear Teen Trends." I love it when people say that. They say, like, dear Teen Trends, dear Dave, dear guys, whatever.
That's cool.
They're always sweet. Dear Teen Trends, so here's the problem. Well, my problem. And I'm assuming I'm not alone in this one. I'm on Facebook all the time.
We should start a group on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook's anonymous.
Lols. I go to the site not even conscious that I'm going to it. I turned on my computer this morning with the intention of opening Word, first thing. And where did I find myself? You guessed it, Facebook. I am addicted. Admitting is the first step to recovery. Bankers take notes. sign me up for Facebook rehab. Thank you, Taylor. Well, Taylor, talk to Tessa on that
this,
one.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I have a laptop, and I have a lot of homework every day. So when I open up my computer, I want to go to word processor, but instead I will come back and Firefox is open and Facebook will be on. And there is no limits to Facebook.
Right.
You can go anywhere on Facebook.
Yeah, I think it has to do with, you know, the idea of... you're like social networking, your little bubble within your social network of who's thinking of you right now, like who,
it's knowledge, it's human
connection.
Nature. You want to know what people are saying about you,
right.
But you
right.
also want to know what is going on with everyone else.
Yeah. Right, right.
And
exactly.
If you don't have, like, how many people do you know that don't have a Facebook that are our age? Or anyone's age, for example.
Two.
Both my
two
parents
people.
Have Facebook.
I know. I even have a Dr. Michelle Facebook.
Ooh.
You
it's
do.
About business.
Teen Trends
it's
has
not
a
about
Facebook
gossip.
So much Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, but go on.
That's a good one.
So, yeah. No.
Yeah.
What I would say, my friends, I have a friend that was really, really addicted, like 10 times more than I ever could be. And she deleted her Facebook. And...
Wow.
Yeah, I guess, you know...
She got things done. She started doing art.
Wow.
Taylor, I don't know if you don't want to be addicted to Facebook or if you're just, like, you know, saying this just to get it out there and be like, yo, I'm addicted to Facebook. Like, because we were saying, you know, also, what are some weird things that you're addicted to? On our Facebook, actually. So, thank you for that. I would go with Tessa on that one. You know?
Yeah, deleting is, you know, that's a way to resist temptation. But also you can like give yourself a certain time to do your homework for like 1 hour, and then you can cut that off and then just go to Facebook.
We actually have
yourself.
A caller. I'll give it.
Do we have time?
I don't know. We'll see. How's it going, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends? We're kind of running out of time, but I wanted to take your call before we bounced. What's going on?
I think
Hello.
We lost him.
Okay,
well, we lost him. Thank you very much.
Continue.
Sign.
Wow.
Well, unfortunately, guys.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but we are running out of time.
Okay.
That's what's going on.
It's been fascinating. I've been addicted to this show today.
I get it.
I'm
it's
addicted
so
to you.
It's the
so
irony. Right.
Guys, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com every single Sunday from 1 to 2. Email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. You can also check out Dr. Michelle's show, LATalkRadio.com, every Friday at 11 on the couch with Doc Michelle. Check her out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It has been a wonderful show. Have a wonderful, happy, joyous, exciting Sunday. We send our love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing red. Of sound.